Paul Lambert, it's a defeat, but there are many, many positives for you.
No, there was. I mean, we started the game as well as we've started a long time as well. So I think that's been a massive. We've got the goal, which I thought we deserved. Looked well on top, looked the most comfortable team. And then, as I said before, the penalty, which shouldn't have been, because it was a foul on Danny Graham at the edge of the box. As I said, it was some decision by the referee I thought were baffling.
And even before that, you've lost Tony Watt after just a few minutes. What's the story?
It is his groin, I think, so we have to monitor him, see how he is for Tuesday. But when you're off in 5 minutes, it doesn't look too good.
And back to the penalty, it's that old double whammy rule, isn't it? Shane Duffy's handled it, he has to go, and it's a penalty, it's a double punishment.
It is, but I'm not going to sit here and criticise Shane, because he's been excellent for us. He's actually slipped on the goal line, as I've said. In natural instinct, your hand's got to come out, and it's happened, but... Listen, he'll come back after Tuesday.
I bet you were desperate to get him into the hut at 1-1, but you just couldn't hang on that far.
No, we couldn't. And when you're a man down, it's always difficult, you know. But second half, we played with two up front. We went to a back three. We tried to get the equaliser. And then another day, we might have got one. But that's football. I'm lost a game, but I'm not disappointed with the way we played.
The lads had a right go at it, didn't they?
They did. No, that's one thing I can never label their commitment to the club and the way they're trying to do it. And, we will go again on Tuesday.
And could you have had a penalty yourselves?
I thought we may have done. I've seen them given. And I obviously thought Jordi Gomez, when he released it, has been fouled as well. So, and Brownie, I don't think he's going to go down too easily there. So I would have to really look at it again and a few times, but I've seen them given.
You put all those incidents together and it's just not gone your way today, has it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we've got the breaks, which you need breaks. And but we'll come back again on Tuesday, and if we keep playing the way we are, we'll win more games than we don't.
Chris Brown was a threat when he came on.
I thought he'd done well, yeah. I thought Brownie had done well. I thought he gave the crowd a lift as well, which is important. And as I said, we had to take off Simon Jackson. We just put on because of the red card. So Brownie came on and we thought, last 15 minutes or so, give him a go.
And you're making a habit of having your centre-back score volleys.
That was a great goal, Wardy, yeah, but it's no more than we deserved. I really did. I mean, I thought we started the game great. I thought we looked really good, really comfortable. And Wardy, to be fair to Wardy's techniques for a centre-half, was very, very good.
And I have to say, just in that area, your first-choice centre-backs, you were without the pair of them after half an hour.
Well, Grant and Shane have been cornerstones of it since we've been here, and losing Grant to Brentford last week was a blow, and obviously we're going to lose Shane for Tuesday.
And finally, it's a loss in a local derby, never a nice thing, but in that dressing room there's plenty for the lads to take out of it.
Well, they know that themselves. They give everything they had, and as I said, another day you get a break somewhere along the line, but effort, commitment, and try to get an equaliser, I've got no question on that.